We're talking today with John Ross, who's the Director of Emergency Management for Fond du Lac County. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to be here.
So we're going to talk about a training program called Stop the Bleed. Maybe you can give us a little bit of history about that, if you would, please.
Well, basically, Stop the Bleed is a type of training that can be provided to individuals to allow them to basically be a first responder in the event of someone with a traumatic injury that's experiencing a great deal of blood loss. It's relatively easy techniques that can be used to help help that person that's injured until trained responders can get there.
Okay, and now from what I understand, there's been some partnerships formed for this training. Maybe you can tell us about some of the participants for that.
Certainly. At the city county government building, we have a facility safety committee that meets on a regular basis to talk about ways that we can make our facilities safer and make our employees and visitors safer. And one of the topics that came up was this type of training. So we were very fortunate that SSM Health, Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Fond du Lac Police Department, and the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Department all have instructors in this Stop the Bleed program. And we came together and thought this would be an excellent opportunity to provide this training to employees. We had support from the county executive and the Fond du Lac city manager. So we were able to put this on at no cost to our employees, and the instructors gave their time to perform the classes.
All right. Now, from what I understand, recently the employees of the Fond du Lac County Highway Department received this training, and there were five classes offered, four of which were completed. Are all five complete now?
All five of the classes for employees are completed. There was a separate class that was provided out the highway department for Fond du Lac County Highway Department staff and other staff from parks and from our facilities and maintenance department. You know, they're working around a lot of equipment that has the potential to cause those kind of injuries that could create an emergency involving severe bleeding. So in addition to the five classes that we had held here at the city government building, there was that separate class that trained the highway department staff and those others I mentioned.
Will there be some future classes or training?
We're talking about some future classes for employees. We don't have anything set up or scheduled yet at this point. I know SSM Health, I believe, has some classes coming up for the public to attend. I don't have specifics on that right at the moment, but there are public opportunities that for people that are interested to take this class. I mean, this is something that our employees not only could use at work, but could also use in their daily lives, you know, going to a sporting event or coming upon a traffic accident or maybe out doing some sort of recreational activity, whether it's on the boat or on the ATV or UTV and someone's injured, they'd have the training available to help that person until those other responders can arrive.
All right, I have to put you on the spot. Did you get the training?
Yes, I did. I did participate. I found it to be very valuable. We learned a lot about uses for direct pressure and wound packing, as well as application of tourniquets. It was very good information. I did go through the training and I found it to be very valuable.
Now, you were telling me a little bit about a piece of equipment that one of the trainers was using called a blue tourniquet. What is that?
A blue tourniquet is basically a training tourniquet.
Okay.
It's colored differently so you can recognize it quickly as a training tourniquet. These tourniquets are available through various suppliers. StopTheBleed.org will sell them. There are other vendors out there, but it's a relatively low-cost item when you need it. You can see the value in it, but we were also talked about how to improvise tourniquets, but knowing how to apply a tourniquet can make a big difference. Knowing how, where, and when to apply a tourniquet can make a big difference. Not every wound requires a tourniquet, but there are some that certainly would be, it would be beneficial to apply a tourniquet, especially when you start talking about in the upper leg and some of those main arteries are in the upper arm with the main arteries. You can get a lot of blood loss there, and getting that controlled as quickly as possible is going to help the patient's prognosis immensely.
So again, this training would benefit bystanders who are there before emergency personnel arrive.
It would. And like I said, we provided the training to city and county employees along with the highway department employees and others, you know, like I mentioned. But there are opportunities for other citizens, other residents to take the training. You could visit. I'm sure SSM Health would have information possibly on their website. You can go to stopthebleed.org to learn more about the program. This is a national program, so stopthebleed.org is a good resource. They can explain the program in probably in better detail than I can. But again, it's one of those tools, along with many of the other tools that we talk about, to prepare ourselves as to how we're going to deal with an emergency should it arise. And again, this is something that could be used in your daily life. You come upon a traffic accident, you're at a sporting event, and somebody gets hurt, they're severe bleeding. You know, it's another thing, along with training such as CPR and automated external defibrillator training. It's just all part of the bigger toolbox to help those when they need it.
Okay, so we know that you like the training, but what was the general feedback for those that got the training?
It was very positive. People saw the value in it. People understood how important it would be, knowing that time is of the essence when someone is involved in an incident where there's severe bleeding. Our emergency response teams, our EMS crews are very fast. They're very good at what they do, but it still takes time for them to get there, and that time that intervention could take place by somebody who's on the scene immediately can sometimes make all the difference. But it was very well received.
Well, John, thank you very much for telling us about Stop the Bleed training today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on, Bob. I always appreciate talking to you.